turkey, stuffing, virus. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hospitals and health experts worried that today's holiday gatherings may help spread a contagious respiratory virus.
The CDC is now forced to track multiple respiratory illnesses as they all are on the increase, not just COVID and flu, but also RSV, which is hitting younger children, children age under 5, particularly hard. One of the real challenges with RSV is to find enough hospital beds, especially in pediatric ICU units. There are shortages so severe, sometimes children are put in the ERs for extended periods of time. Some hospitals even using tents to handle the overflow patients.
Fox's Steve Harrigan reports most healthy adults recover quickly from RSV, but in some cases it can be deadly to infants, the elderly, and the immunocompromised. Hundreds of thousands of people lined New York's 6th Avenue today for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 16 giant balloons, 28 floats, a dozen marching bands, and performances by Dionne Warwick, Mariah Carey, and Blanco Brown featured, plus Santa's arrival. President Biden spending the holiday on Nantucket Island in Massachusetts, as he has for decades. He spent some time calling U.S. military personnel on duty away from their families and also brought pumpkin pie to local firefighters. The president then told reporters his administration is working to avert a possible nationwide rail strike early next month.
My team has been in touch with all the parties, in rooms with the parties, and I have not directly engaged yet because they're still talking.
A work stoppage could cripple shipments of food, fuel, and retail goods and cost the economy millions daily. The National Retail Federation expects 166 million holiday shoppers this weekend from tonight through Cyber Monday. That would be an increase of 8 million over last year. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Investigators working through the holiday, still trying to solve the murders of four University of Idaho students.
What people are believing happened is that the killer entered through sliding glass doors on what is the second level and then may have killed Ethan Chapin and Zanna Cronodal. Now, the chronology, we don't know if they were first or second, but then the killer at some point went upstairs and there were two more bodies found in the two bedrooms upstairs, Madison Mogan and Kaylee Gonsabs. We don't know if they were found in the same bedroom or in different bedrooms, but we know that there are two bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs on that third level. As far as who was killed first, that would go a long way to telling us who was the initial target, but police say that they are holding that to themselves. They don't want to give that out. They don't want to generate too many tips that won't help them in this investigation.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. Two people remain in critical condition from Tuesday night shooting at the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, that left six store employees dead, police say, shot by a night shift supervisor.
I spoke with a Walmart employee who was in the break room when the shooting occurred on Tuesday, and she said that this manager had a bad reputation and someone she always believed was just mean, somebody that she tried to avoid as much as possible.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith, who reports police say they haven't discovered the motive yet. President Biden calling again Thursday for Congress to enact an assault weapons ban. A gun rights group, a sheriff, and a gun store owner have filed an emergency motion in federal court trying to stop the enforcement of a new gun law in Oregon. Passed by the voters, it's one of the strictest gun laws in the country, requiring a permit to buy a gun and creating a statewide database of gun owners. Lawsuit says that violates the Second Amendment. The avian flu outbreak in the United States is now the deadliest on record, according to new data from the Agriculture Department. which reports the outbreak has led to the destruction of more than 50 million birds in the U.S. this year. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.